The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
If you are new, this is your first time, and where you guys are joining us from, at this time, I want to welcome all of our YouTube audience, our Rumble audience, our podcast from Apple or Spotify or wherever you may be joining us today. On today's segment, I'm going to pull up the headline that is going to be the center of our focal point of discussion today. And this is a headline that we shared on our main website at endtimeheadlines.org. We shared this headline this past week, and it made a lot of headway, and a lot of people wanted to know more about this. So this is going to be our topic of discussion today. This headline that you see, this snapshot, is from Israel 365 News. This exact headline, it says, "The prophecy of Ezekiel 34 is happening now before our eyes." And this, again, is according to at least one rabbi. And I agree with him, and that's what we're going to talk about today. So our focal point today is going to be on the prophecy, not only of Ezekiel 34, but I'm going to show you a whole lot of scripture today. And we're going to be talking about, in this segment, how the end time prophecy of God gathering his elect back from exile to the land of Israel. Did you know that's in the Bible? The Bible talks about that will happen in the time of the end and the latter time. So again, our focal point is going to be on this little section of land that you're seeing on your screen here. And it's the city of Jerusalem. It's the land of Israel. That's going to be our focal point today. That's what we're going to be talking about. So let's get after this thing. I'm going to show you some scripture that we're going to go right into to pull up, to go into the very topic and discussion of this, and why I believe this is important to even discuss this and talk about this, and why we should know this stuff as believers. All right. So this verse of scripture is in Psalms 102:16. That's a typo there on your screen. It should be Psalms 102:16. Through 18. There was an extra one there. So it's Psalms 102:16 through 18. "For the Lord shall build up Zion." I've got some words here that I've underlined for a purpose, and I'll explain that. "For the Lord shall build up Zion." That word Zion there is Jerusalem. It's another word for Jerusalem. "The Lord shall build up." That word build up there, I didn't underline it, but it actually means, again, the word build up is to restore or to reconcile. And we'll explain more about that in a second as well. "And then he shall appear in his glory. He shall regard the prayer of the destitute and shall not despise the prayer. This will be written for the generation to come." That whole phrase, "the generation to come," on your screen is acharon in Hebrew. And it actually means this shall be written for the last generation. "A people yet to be created may praise the Lord." This is, again, Psalms 102:16 through 18. So I want to break this passage of scripture down for you and what it means prophetically speaking. The Lord shall build up, meaning to restore or to reconcile Jerusalem. And notice he says, "he shall appear in his glory." So the appearance of the Lord is in direct conjunction with the nation of Israel and Jerusalem being restored to its original state. Now notice, he said, "this shall be written for the last generation." So I've said this before, that the generation that is alive on the earth and begins to see or witness with their own eyes and experience the reconciliation or restoration of the nation of Israel is the generation that potentially could be alive at the return of the Lord. Let me give you some more. Let me give you another verse of scripture on this. This is not taught very often, guys, in Christian circles or even behind the pulpit. So that's why guys like me are called to teach on this and talk about this. I think this is extremely intriguing, and it's exciting, and it just proves the validity of prophecy. Now, this is the Apostle Peter stands up on, and he's speaking here. This is after the day of Pentecost. And he says, "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before," listen to this, "whom heaven must receive." The word "receive" here in the Greek, it actually means to restrain or to withhold until the times of, here's that word again, restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. So again, notice he says here that Peter says that heaven is restraining or withholding the return of Christ until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. And it's in direct conjunction with the nation of Israel. Now, again, the Greek word here for restitution or restoration alludes to restoring something to its former condition, such as restoring a vehicle. I don't know, maybe you're like me. I like when we have car shows that come in town, I like going and watching or looking at these old cars that come in, and they're old cars from the 1930s and 40s and 50s and 60s and 70s and on up, and they've been restored. They're older vehicles that someone has taken into their care, and they've invested a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of energy into restoring that vehicle to its closest original state. So this is the picture of, in the Bible, God warns by his prophets that Israel would go into captivity. They would go into exile. They would suffer desolation. They would suffer destruction. But that before the coming of the Messiah, God himself would see to it that Israel and Jerusalem would be, here it is, restored to its original state. They would flourish again. They would blossom again. They would be restored again. They would go back into their land that was taken from them. Jerusalem would be reinstated as the capital of Israel. All these things, guys, had to happen in order for the Messiah to return. Now, according to W.E. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words, there is three possible meanings of this word restitution, or depending on what translation you're reading from, restoration. And there's no really harm to that because they mean the same thing here. Ready? Number one, to set back in order. Number two, the balancing accounts and restoring property to its rightful owner. Number three, a consummation of the world's cyclical periods. I believe that in order to get the full proper interpretation of what Peter and the psalmist said in Psalms 102, what they meant by when Zion would be built up or restored, and then Peter said that there would be, that Christ would be withheld or would be restrained from heaven until the times of restitution or reconciliation of all things spoken by the holy prophets. I believe according to W.E. Vines, he puts these three primary definitions. When we put them together, it means, watch this, that Israel and God's elect, the nation of Israel, Jerusalem, all this has to be set back in order. there's the restoring of property to its rightful owner, and it would be the fulfillment or the consummation of the cyclical periods, or what the Bible refers to as the fullness of times. When the fullness of time come, then the Messiah was revealed. When the fullness of time had come, then this event would take place, or that event would take place. So this is what he's referring to. According to Barnes' commentary on this passage, the word here is used to denote the return of the Jews from the captivity of Babylon and their restoration to their former state and privileges. The word has also the consummation, completion, or the filling up. Thus, it is used many times in the Greek classical interpretation of what we just explained to you. Now, here's what's interesting. Ready? The Jews were twice taken from their land and twice returned. They were restored back to their homeland once 70 years after the Babylonian captivity. And the second time was, here it is, in 1947-48, when Israel was restored as a nation. The prophet Isaiah predicted these double returns in Isaiah 11. So let me pull this verse of scripture up here in Isaiah 11. I'm going to read this to you. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people who are left from Assyria and Egypt and Pathros and Cush and from Elam and Shinar, from Hamath and the islands of the sea. He will set up a banner for the nations and will assemble the outcast of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. Guys, is that not profound? Again, when we begin to see, and I'm going to give you some more verses. It's not just Isaiah, guys. I'm going to show you some stuff from Jeremiah and from Ezekiel. It's amazing to think that the prophets saw a time in the future when the Jews would be restored back into the land, even after the Babylonian captivity, the Roman invasion, the Holocaust, and the list goes on. This is extraordinary. This is profound in my book and what I believe. Now listen to this. Let me show you this. Watch this. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 and 15. Here's what the prophet Ezekiel said. Ready? For thus says the Lord God, indeed, I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep. So will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land. Wow. I will feed them on the mountain of Israel. Where? Israel. In the valleys and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountain of Israel. I will feed my flock and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. Let me give you another verse. Ready? For thus says the Lord. This is Jeremiah 29:10. After 70 years, and we talked about that, the 70 years of captivity are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. And guess what? God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent, but he fulfilled his promise. Let me give you another passage. Isaiah 43, 5 and 6. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Here's some more passages of scripture for you guys that like taking notes and studying this. Jeremiah 16, 14 and 15. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. Because remember, they were brought through the Exodus. They were brought out of the land of captivity, the land of bondage, out of Egypt. And they were brought through the wilderness and through the promised land. But look what the prophet said in Jeremiah. He said, the days are coming that it will no longer be said, the Lord lives who brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. Look at this. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers. One of them, you know who it's referring to here? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Go to Genesis chapter 12. I will bless those who bless thee and curse those who curse thee. I have given you all the inhabitants of the land. Why do you think there's such warfare over this piece of land there? Because there's a covenant on this. Jeremiah 23, 3, but I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I've driven them and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And then Jeremiah 29, 14, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I've driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive. And then finally, Jeremiah 31, 7 and 8. For thus says the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob and shout among the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather from them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child together, a great throng shall return there. So what am I talking about today? I'm talking about, we have been witnessing since at least 1948, 1967, 1970s, 80s, and so on and so forth. And year after year after year, we see these reports, we get the headlines, we see a lot of the local affiliates coming out of Israel that report this, that Jews are, God has put it into the hearts of many of the Jewish people that have been dispersed all over the world to return back to their land. They're coming from America. They're coming from Europe. They're coming from all over the places that they've been scattered throughout the world, and God has placed it on their heart to return to the homeland. And this, my friend, is fulfilling Bible prophecy right before our eyes. Now, why is this exciting? Because listen, not everything that's gloom and doom and destruction and war and famines and pestilence and earthquakes and all that stuff is the only thing that's fulfilling prophecy. Although those things are fulfilling prophecy, we see things like this today, like this topic today, that is also fulfilling Bible prophecy and accelerating us to the time of the end, or the end of the age and the return of Messiah. Now, why is this exciting? Let me, again, in case you missed it, I got to bring you back up here. This is why this is exciting. Two reasons why. The psalmist said, the generation that is alive to witness the building up or the restoring, remember, back to its original state, Jerusalem, will also be there to see the appearing of his glory. So listen, guys, if you were born in 1948, if you were born in 1967, then you have the potential to be here at the return of the Messiah, the return of the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Son of Man. And then the Apostle Peter said that heaven has been restraining Christ from returning until the times of restoration or restitution of all things, which has been spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets. So again, don't miss it. Everything that Ezekiel prophesied, Jeremiah prophesied, Isaiah prophesied, and all these other prophets foretold about the about Messiah and about Israel and about Jerusalem and about the restoration, the restitution, the reconciliation, everything that they said would have to take place has to be fulfilled in order for Messiah until the for the fullness of all things to come for Messiah to return. Now, I know there's people out there that say that there's nothing that has to happen for the Lord to come back. I don't know if I fully agree with that. When you study these scriptures, guys, it says, it plainly tells you there in Acts chapter 3 that heaven is withholding or restraining Christ from returning until the fulfillment of all the things the prophets foretold and spoke of. Dealing with Israel, dealing with Jerusalem, dealing with the Messiah, and dealing with the things that was foretold that would have to come and the fullness of time had come. But here's the exciting news that I want to leave you with before we close out this segment. And that is, guys, I just proved to you that we are seeing these things that the prophets foretold of and warned us of and said would have to happen. We're seeing them. We're experiencing these things. We are reading about these things, and we are seeing the completion of these things. Thus, the exciting news is, guys, that we are yet closer and closer and closer to the coming and the return of Messiah from heaven. That, my friends, is exciting. And that's why we always leave you with Luke 21, 28. And Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. So guys, listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. I hope, listen, please share this segment with people. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with your coworkers, those that like eschatology, Bible prophecy. Show them, bring out these headlines that we show you. You can put it up with the scriptures and show them. Look, the Lord is going to come back. He's going to return just as he said he was, and everything's happening as he said would happen and take place. And it's happening in your lifetime, and it's happening in my lifetime, and it's happening in our children's lifetime. So again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's where you're going to find our main website. Please bookmark it. Please subscribe to it. Please download our free app. If you've not done that, it's available on Apple. It's available on Android. Get it into your hands. You're going to get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to get our podcast that you can listen or watch, depending on whatever you want to do. And it's going to be down there at the bottom, right in your hands. So please go download that. It's absolutely free. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity. If you've not prayed about becoming a monthly partner, you can do that. If this ministry is a continual source of information, revelation, it blesses you, it equips you, it encourages you, or all the above, you can pray about becoming a monthly partner, because it's through your contribution, your partnership, and your giving that we're able to continue to do what we do on a week-to-week-to-week basis. And you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, through the main website, it's easy to do, or you can give by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. So as always, guys, I want to thank you for taking out the time on this Monday afternoon to be a part of this live broadcast, or maybe you're watching the rebroadcast of this again. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, hit the push notifications so you can be notified. Subscribe to us on Rumble, on YouTube. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on all kinds of platforms. So just look for us. Telegram, we're over there. So we're all over the place. Just look for us, find us, subscribe to us, follow us, be a part of what our ministry is doing. We're going to sign off for today, but we'll likely be back on tomorrow, and we will discuss a topic or a headline, or we'll have an encouraging word or all the above. So until then, guys, may the Lord bless you. May he keep you, and may his countenance be upon you. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.